Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment in Washing Before Bread. We discussed the other day that it's very serious to make sure not to speak between the act of washing and the bracha matilas yadayim. We also discussed that once one makes the bracha matilas yadayim, it's not as severe as people think. We're not supposed to speak. But it's not as serious as people think to not speak between the Bracha Matilas Yadayim and the Bracha of Hamotzi. What about between the Bracha of Hamotzi and eating the bread? So that, as you can imagine, is a very serious thing because the Bracha that we make on Hamotzi is going on the act of eating the bread. It's one of the classic brachos of benefit. We thank God for giving us this bread. So to speak before eating the bread is an interruption, and that would require one to make the bracha again. Now, if someone made the bracha of hamotzi, and then they realize there's not salt, or they can't find the knife, or whatever else it may be, so then b'di'eved, if they did speak, being that it's something related to the issue of eating the bread, it's not really considered a hefsek. It's not really considered an interruption. So if you made hamotzi and you said, please bring the salt, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha. It would be ideal to not say, please bring the salt. It's interesting. The halacha seems to be better to not have salt with that challah than to ask to bring the salt. Better to just not make an interruption. But if you made an interruption and the interruption connected to the item of eating, the issue of eating, it's being that it's related, it's not considered an interruption that would require a new bracha. If, on the other hand, you make hamotzi, and before you eat anything, you ask, you know, what time is mincha? So that has nothing to do with anything. And therefore, you would actually have to stop, make a new bracha of hamotzi, and then eat the bread. So one thing that people frequently don't think about is, at what point am I considered to have eaten the bread? We know I'm not allowed to speak from the time I make hamotzi until I eat the bread. Is that until I put it in my mouth? Is that until I begin to chew it? So the real halacha is, it's until I swallow it. It's a bracha of benefit. And what's the real benefit? The real benefit is my swallowing this food. So the bottom line is, it's extremely common, besides whatever issues of etiquette, to speak with food in your mouth. If you look at Shabbos tables, it's extremely common people to make hamotzi, begin to chew the bread, and then start talking. It's really incorrect. One really is not supposed to speak until one swallows the bread. B'di'eved, after the fact, it would seem to be reasonable to not make a bracha even if one started chewing it, because the assumption is there's a certain amount that one has swallowed already. But the bottom line is, what's really correct is to not speak until one has swallowed at least a little bit of the bread. There's an interesting question. Is there a minimum shear? Is there a minimum measurement which one has to swallow in order to be considered covered, you know, fully connected to that bracha? So the real halacha is, it's highly preferable to not speak until one eats a full kazayas of bread. It's not a commonly known halacha, but that is the standard halacha, if possible. I think preferable is the best word to use here. Most of us are not particular about that, but it is interesting to know. And that's worthy of remembering. One more point. This you also see sometimes at Shabbos tables. The person making hamotzi is in a big rush, and he doesn't realize that there's somebody still washing in the kitchen. So he makes hamotzi, the person's still washing. The person washing listened very closely to the hamotzi, listened to every word, said amen. The person making the hamotzi had in mind to cover that person, he just didn't realize he was still washing. So does the hamotzi cover the latecomer? So the bottom line halacha is yes. It's clearly not the ideal way to do it. It's not the proper way to do it. The person making the hamotzi should wait for everyone to have finished washing and make the bracha matilas yadayim. But if it didn't work out that way, it's still all right. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.